朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站的福乐人生讲坛，今天的讲员是张开地牧师，为你讲解圣经真理，帮助你更好地认识神和相信神，并能传讲主耶稣的福音。
我们是联合崇拜。
This is the first week of August, and this is a combined service.
那可能英文堂很比较陌生，因为我曾经在中文堂这边已经讲了五讲约拿书。
Maybe the English ministry people will be a little strange because I've already spoken on Jonah for like five sessions already.
但是我总觉得英文堂的英文堂对约拿书大家比较熟。
But I've always thought that the English ministry may be quite familiar with the book of Jonah anyways.
所以我就选了一个约拿书的特别的题目来讲。
And so I picked a very special topic from the book of Jonah to share this morning.
如果你看到这个题目，你觉得Does God repent? 我们的神要后悔，神要悔改吗？
So if you look at this title and you think, does God repent? Does God really need to do that?
你的答案是什么？
What will be your answer?
有人说，今天可能是我最后一次来这个教会。
Some may think that this might be my last time I will come to this church.
当我们打开约拿书的时候，我们觉得约拿书是一个家喻户晓，大人孩子都很熟悉的故事。
When we open the book of Jonah, we think that this is a book that's very familiar to everybody in a family.
你看那个可爱的约拿哈，他在那个鱼肚子里面那样的可爱，那个鱼也好可爱。
And you see, Jonah, how cute he looks, and how cute he looks in the big fish, inside the big fish.
我们约拿书的第三章第十节。
Jonah 3:10.
在约拿到尼尼微城去传祸音之后，
When Jonah went to the city of Nineveh to tell them about what is going to come to them.
Not a good tiding, but the bad news.
The bad news that he was supposed to give to Nineveh.
结果是在圣经的历史里面空前绝后最大的福音爆炸。
And it turned out to be the worst Gospel, good news that he could bring to them.
他一讲之后，全城从小孩子一直到大人，从皇帝一直到底下的奴隶。
When he spoke the good news to the people in the city of Nineveh, everyone in the city, from the king to the child in the city.
所以我们前面讲过，大概60多万、60-70万的人全部一起悔改。
We spoke of this earlier.Like 600,000 to 700,000 people repented.
好，到了第三章第十节。
And so now we're here in chapter 3, verse 10.
我念给各位。于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降祸于他们了。
When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do.
他就后悔。
God relented.
在 Penny 跟我在准备要翻译的时候，
While we were, Pastor and I were preparing for this,
King James Version, 英文版，说到 God repented of the evil.
That is the King James Version in English. It says, God repented of their evil.
他吓得要命。
I was so scared and worried.
我已经吓了好几个礼拜了。
And Pastor was worried and scared for many weeks, actually.
所以现在请各位站起来，我们一起来读今天的两段经文。
So let us stand, and we'll read this morning's scripture together.
刚刚你看见说神就后悔。
Earlier, we just read that God relented.
念完这两节圣经，请你回答神会不会后悔，好不好？
So after reading these two verses, now let's answer this. Do you still think God regrets or repent?
James 1:17. How about English goes first?
We'll read in English first. Read with me, James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change.
中文，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。The next one, 罗马书11:29.
For the gift and the calling of God are irrevocable.
神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。主，我们侍立在你话语的面前。
Lord, we're going to focus our eyes on your words.
我们胆怯战惊。
We're scared and we're worried.
如果不是你圣经这样的写下来，
If it is not written in your words,
我们不敢这样的亵渎，这样的随便。
We do not want to take your words lightly.
但是你愿意我们借着你的话来认识你。
But you want us to come to know you through your word.
我们这边有一点点神学知识的。
We have, for those among us who has a little theological knowledge.
我们的主，原谅我说这是什么话？
Lord, please forgive me. What does this mean?
好像你当年的门徒说，这话甚难，有谁能懂得？
Just like from when your disciples said, these are hard words, who can understand them?
求你的圣灵借着你的话语开我们的心。
May your Holy Spirit, through your word, open our eyes.
看见你的话语何等的深奥。
So that we can see how deep your word are.
而我们是何等的幼稚，何等的浅显。
And that how childish and how shallow we are.
好让我们就做你所示的，你的 attributes 来认识你。
Help us to come to know you through your attributes.
也让我们知道怎么来，今天来到你的面前。
And teach us to know how to come before you this morning.
但愿你听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all of this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。还是这个问题，神也会后悔吗？
So the same question, does God regret or repent?
你的答案是什么？
What is your answer?
如果你的答案是像今天我们等等会读的很多的经文，
If your answer will be what a lot of scriptures that we'll be reading later,
特别是约拿书3:10,
especially Jonah 3:10,
你会发现在一个好像孩子都能懂的一个故事的里面有一个非常非常困难的神学难题。
It will look as if to you that in a very simple children's story, within there is a very, very difficult theological question.
你说没有什么困难呢？
You may think, well, there's no problem here.
你有没有想过神需要悔改吗？
Have you ever thought of this? Does God need to repent?
你有没有想过神能够悔改吗？
Have you ever thought, can he repent?
你有没有想过神这位全智全知预知预定的神会有 surprise 会有意外吗？
Have you ever thought that this all-knowing God, does he get surprises?
英文的说到他是无所不在的，无所不知的，他是无所不能的神。
We know all this. God is omnipresent, he's omniscient, and he's omnipotent.
这是神的属性。
These are God's attributes.
对他会有他不能预见的，所以以后他要后悔吗？
Is there anything that God cannot see and then he had to regret?
而且他要做一件事情，他告诉我说， Oh, I changed my mind, 我改变主意了。
Well, God have done something and afterwards says, well, now I want to change my mind, I want to change it.
你说我老公常常这样子说啊。
You may say, well, my husband is like that.
但你老公不是 God.
But your husband, he's not God.
神的旨意可以刻变十番吗？
Can God's will change through time or circumstances?
所以你读那么好玩的一个约拿书的时候，你就忘记回答这个问题。
So when you read a really a good story like Jonah, you forgot to ask yourself this question.
那到底圣经怎么讲？
But what does the Bible say then?
那我们要看看原文的希伯来文这个 Nachan 这个字怎么说。
Let's go to the original word in Hebrew, this word Nachan.
所以 Penny 跟我还有景坤弟兄好几个把好多的英文版本通通列出来了。
And so we did a little research. We put a lot, we searched and came up with, used a lot of different versions of this word.
神就后悔，神就原谅我说，他也可以翻成悔改。
So the word regret, repent, relent, we are going to use these words interchangeably.
你看哈 ,relent, regret, 最后他终于说的 repent.
So all these three words, I use it very, very, very shakily.
到底圣经怎么说？
But what does the Bible say?
所以以下我要跟各位开云霄飞车 roller coaster 一样，讲过今天讲义上的这四段经文。
And we're going to go really, really fast through the notes in your bulletin. Very, very fast. We'll take a roller coaster ride.
如果你圣经旧约新约都很熟的话
if,
那就好了
If you're very familiar with the Old and New Testament That's really great
如果为的不大熟的话我会整段的三十节圣经我一下子就讲过去你回去念好不好
But if you're not I'll have a lot of scriptures for you But you can go home and read them yourself
否则光念这些经文今天时间已经来不及
Because or else we don't have time to read all the scriptures.
头一段是在神创造人之后，人成为恶贯满盈，终日所思想的都是罪子的时候。
The very first passage is about the fall of man, and after God created the created man, they all they have every intention of their thoughts are only evil.
创世纪第六章一到七节里面第六节他说神就后悔造人。
Verse 6, it says here that the Lord regretted that he had made man.
神会后悔吗?
Does God regret?
他心中忧伤。
But it grieved him.
他说我要把他们除灭,因为我造他们,我后悔了。
God said he wanted to blot out all men because after I have created them, he regretted.
刚刚有人说神不会懊悔, ouch.
Somebody just answered earlier that God does not regret. Ouch.
很快了，到了出埃及记的三十二章。
All right, now very quickly we are in Exodus.
他们刚出了埃及。
Israelites just left Egypt.
过了红海。
They passed the Red Sea.
到了西乃山下面。
They are at the bottom of Mount Sinai.
摩西跟跟约书亚上山去领受十诫。
Moses and Joshua they went up to Mount to receive the commandments.
那四十天还没有过来。
It wasn't ever 40 days yet.
以色列民这个男丁六十万，加上妇人孩子两百万的人，已在山底下已经拜金牛犊。
Men and women together, 220 million people are already started making themselves a golden calf and worship it.
神说这是应作景象的百姓。
God said these are a stiff-necked people.
如果你们不知道什么叫 stiff-necked。我一二月的时候，你已经看见了。
If you don't know what a stiff neck is, you saw me when in January.
接着神向他们发内怒。
And then God was showed his wrath to them.
神说：“我把他们整个灭掉。”
God said, "I'm going to wipe them out."
神说：“你摩西听话，我祝福你的后代。”
God said to Moses, "You were obedient, so I will bless your generation."
这一段摩西有个大胆的祷告。
But here Moses prayed to God.
他说：“求你回心转意。”
He prayed to God for God to turn.
不要发大脾气。
Do not be anger.
不要发你的烈怒，后悔。
You will relent.
十二节说 turn from your burning anger and relent from the disaster against your people.
That was verse 12.
就是说求你不要发烈怒来而你能够后悔你不要把他们灭掉。
Moses' prayer was for God to turn away from his burning anger so that he will not...
这是摩西的祷告。
You say this is Moses' prayer.
到了十四节。
So now in verse 14.
于是耶和华后悔。
But it says that the Lord regretted.
就不把他所说的降祸于他的百姓。
And the Lord relented from the disaster that he had spoken on bringing up his
people. 如果你愿意，你去看摩西的那篇伟大的祷告。
If you're willing, go home and read Moses' prayer.
他站在神这边 让神看见他继续带领以色列人是为他自己的荣耀。
He stood on the side of God. He is with God, and he prayed to God so that God can continue to show His glory to the Israelites.
第二次说耶和华后悔。
This is the second time that it says here that the Lord relented.
再下来这一段很长，我很快的过来。
The next one, this passage is really long, and I'm going to go through this really fast.
在撒母耳记上的十五章。
This is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 15.
那时候一个扫罗王是撒母耳先知奉神的旨意高他为王。
This was when, through God, Samuel went to anoint Saul as king.
一开始之后，这个人个子又高又漂亮。
At first look, Saul was a great-looking, a tall young man.
也很谦卑。
He looked humble.
等他做了王之后，
but once he became king,
他在他征战的荆棘的里面，
he was fighting
the urgent of a battle.
Oh, well, he was fighting, and there were urgencies.
所以神叫他跟亚玛利人打仗的时候，赶尽杀绝。
God told him while in the battle with the Amalekites that he should destroy everyone, all everything in there.
他把那些瘦弱的、不值钱的，把他灭掉了。
But he did. He destroyed the worthless and the despised one.
那亚玛利王亚甲显然是又漂亮又强壮。
But the king, King Agag, was obviously tall and strong and handsome.
所以他不杀。
So Saul spared his life.
等到神的话临到撒母耳先知。
But then God's word came to the prophet Samuel.
是神告诉撒母耳说：“我立扫罗为王，我怎么样？这个我是谁？耶和华神。”
So here, God through Samuel said this. It says, "I, which is God, regret that I have made Saul king."
因为他不，这个扫罗王不转去，不跟随我，不遵守我的命令。
For he has turned back from following me and has not.
这个 Samuel 是他的老师，是他的 mentor。
Samuel was Saul's mentor。
是他去高扫罗做王的。
Samuel was the one who anointed Saul to become king。
他何等的痛苦。
He was so heartbroken。
他说甚忧愁，他就终夜哀求神。
So he was so heartbroken. He cried out to the Lord all night。
当神后悔。立扫罗的时候，这个先知在那边伤痛。
When God regretted about Saul, this prophet Samuel cried all night.
你从表面看，哦呦，这个先知，这个神的仆人比神还伟大啊。
You might think, this prophet seems to be greater than God.
之后他又有一篇的祷告。
And then following this, he had another great prayer.
是扫罗王跟他讲，为什么那些好的我没杀？
It was Samuel who told Saul, why is it that...
No,
it was Saul who told Samuel why he didn't kill the good ones, the perfect ones.
因为我把这些肥壮的留下来要献祭给耶和华。
Because I spare the best because I want to save them to offer them as sacrifice.
哎呀，咱们到 Las Vegas 去豪赌一场。
Well, what about this? Let's all go to Las Vegas and let's go gamble.
上帝赐福让我能够打赌赢。
May God bless us so that we can win.
我赌赢一百万的话，我奉献教会十万。
If I win a whole $1 million, I will offer them all to the church.
就是扫罗说的，我留下好的拿来奉献给神。
This is just like what Saul was saying. I keep the best so that I can offer them to God.
我们很熟这段话，撒母耳说。耶和华岂喜悦献燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？
This we know, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜过公羊的脂油。
To obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams.
你既然厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做他的王。
If you forsake the Lord's commandment for you, then the Lord also will forsake you as his king.
当撒母耳转身要走的时候，
and just as Samuel was turning to walk away,
扫罗就抓到他的袍子，
Saul hold on to Samuel's rope.
他的袍子就断掉。
His robe tore into two.
Samuel 说，我的袍子怎么断，你的王国跟你也如此断绝。
Samuel said, just as the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel, just as my robe has been torn today.
我不晓得是因为这个冷气开的，我每次读这一段，我的心里面的发凉发抖啊。
I don't know if it's because of the AC, but every time I read this, my heart shivers.
So Samuel 继续的祷告。
As Samuel continues to pray,
一跳跳到二十九节。
And here we skip over to verse 29.
他说以色列的大能者必不说谎，也不知怎么样，不至于后悔，他不会后悔啊。
He says the glory of the Lord will not lie or regret.
因为他灰飞世人，他绝不后悔。No, 他不会后悔。
Because there shall be no regret, he does not regret.
他 will not lie or have regret, for he is not a man. 他不是像人那样子来悔改的。
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。